USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court on Monday sides with high school football coach Joe Kennedy in a First Amendment case about prayer at the 50-yard line. In a 6-2-3 ruling, the Supreme Court saying the public school district violated the coach's free speech and exercise rights when it barred him from praying on the field after games. Kennedy shares his reaction to the ruling.
I just can't stop smiling and, you know, thank God and thank everybody that supported me. And I found out that I'm not insane. It's absolutely true of all the facts of the case. And it just feels good to know that the First Amendment is alive and well.
The court adding, it is clear that a brief, quiet moment of prayer should be protected. Talks about reviving the Iran nuclear deal are set to continue this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Police arrested dozens of pro-abortion agitators at protests across the country after the Supreme Court overruled Roe v. Wade on Friday. Police dispersed a crowd of 7,000 protesters in Phoenix after some protesters attempted to breach the doors of the Arizona Senate building. Protests are also taking place outside the homes of justices. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley says that in the past, he also had protests at his home.
It really shows that the radical left has become very anti-democratic. What they don't want is they don't want the people to have any say when it comes to laws protecting life and the regulation of abortion.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says his country's war with Russia must end by winter. Zelensky remotely spoke to President Biden and other world leaders attending the G7 summit in Germany Monday. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden signed a gun reform bill into law before heading to Europe for the G7 summit. The bill toughens requirements for young Americans buying guns and provides funds to boost mental health support and school security. The bill also encourages states to create red flag laws, which lets courts temporarily take away guns from dangerous individuals. New Mexico already has a red flag law, and Sierra County Sheriff Glenn Hamilton says he will not follow it.
I can tell you right now, a temporary restraining order issued to an individual that says you can voluntarily turn your firearms in 48 hours is not going to be adhered to at all. How is allowing an individual self-compliance with an order who is not thinking correctly, how is that saving the community? How is that in any way, shape, or form solving the problem?
That audio courtesy of CNN. One young woman is dead and another is in surgery after a customer shot them because he didn't like how much mayonnaise they put on his sandwich. It happened at a convenience store near downtown Atlanta where the women were working at a Subway sandwich counter. And finally, the Colorado Avalanche are Stanley Cup champions for the first time in 21 years. The Avs winning the cup with a 2-1 victory over the Tampa Bay Lightning Sunday in Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.